call the meeting. We are going to begin our board meeting. If you could just find a place to sit or stand, we have lots of interested parties, so do the best you can to be comfortable for a few minutes. Thank you for being here. So we are going to resume our board meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Today is November 12th, and the time is 6 p.m. Board members in attendance today are Scott Wilson, Shauna Warnick, myself, Shannon Acor, Rick Ainge, Kristen Best, and Brian Rowley. Seated up front with the board are Superintendent Rick Nielsen, Business Administrator Michael Harrison, and Reach Art Legal Counsel. Also present are members of the district administrative staff. And so we have, up at the mic, we have Westside here with us and their parents, but we will turn the time over to Crew Housley from Westside Elementary to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
We ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Crew. You did a great job. All right. We need to go over and approve our board agenda, so I turn the time over to Brian Rowley for that.
Thank you, President Acor. Yeah, I would just like to make a motion that we approve the agenda we've been posted, and that is listed for everyone to see. So I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Brian Rowley has made a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second on that? So many seconds. Seconded by Scott Wilson. All in favor say aye. And any opposed? Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. And our next item is our consent agenda. Turn the timer just back to that.
Thank you. Every month we have a list of items that occur. It repeats every month. Items such as financial reports, claims, minutes of work sessions and general board meetings, new employees and separations, requests for leave without pay, requests for trust funds amendments, and student educational travel. So unless there's any questions on those, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Thank you so much, Scott. I'll just make a quick note that we've been discussing lots of things here. We've been here since 1 o'clock this afternoon, so we've had lots of time to ask questions. So if it seems like we're going through quickly, that's why, because we've been here a while and have asked other questions. But we have a motion by Scott Wilson to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second? Seconded by Rick Ainge. All in favor say aye. And any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right. Now is one of our favorite times that we get to see some of our great students and what they've accomplished. And we will go ahead and turn the time over to Seth. Bart and Seth are going to do that? Okay, wonderful. We'll turn the time over to Bart and Seth. Thank you.
So, this is so cool, isn't it? We have lots of people to recognize. We have three state championship teams, so we'll recognize those first. And just so you know, we'll have each team come up. Maybe the Salem Hills teams will do together. And then we'll get over here, take a picture, and then you can go around, and the board would like to shake your hands, and then once you're done, you can just leave. Since we're short on space anyway. So, and then the academic all-states, we'll do those by school. So as Seth calls up your name, come up. We'll get a picture by school, and then you can go around. So we'll kind of guide you through it. So we're going to start. We have two state championship teams from Salem Hills in Unified Soccer, and then one from Spanish Fork in Unified Soccer. There are four divisions at the state, and we took state in three of the four. So we rule in soccer in the Nebo School District. So we're going to, Seth will call your name up, come up, and we'll give you a certificate, and then we'll come over here and take a picture.
Okay, and for those out there that have never watched any of our unified athletics programs, I would say you're missing out. It is one of the greatest programs I think we do in the school district. It is so much fun, and these kids, they really know how to play soccer. All right, so we are going to start with the Salem Hills white team, and I will read all of their names, and once I've read all of the names, then we'll give a applause for the entire group at once. All right, so we're going to start out with, I think Bart already said this, but as I call your name, if you'll come up front and find Bart, he will give you your certificate of recognition. So we'll start out with Peyton Banks, James Christensen, Luke Christensen, Madison Gordon, Josiah Harris, Nathan Larson, Colby Mitchell, Mark Riggs, Braden Weiss, Mason Weiss, and the coaches are Haley Whiteley and Kara Peary. And if the coaches would come up as well, we'll take them.
Yeah, let's do the other San Antonio troops. So.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Now the Salem Gold team. Nellie Assay, Cole Banford, Keller Beck, Kai Beck, Emery Christensen, Trayson Christensen, Ashley Fawcett, Kylie Fawcett, Paige Harris, David Mancia, Katie Parsons, Brooklyn Weiss, and the coaches are Haley Whiteley and Joanne Grady. Let's give them a round of applause. Acevedo, Faith Stone, Emma Daniels, Trevin Elquist, Skylar Boren, Riley Tad, Hayden McCain, Miles Stewart, Ty Daniels, Brinley Padilla, McCray Consul, Ireland Clayson, Sunday Campbell, Hania Portillo. And the coaches are Kaylee Adams, Mari Crandall, Emily Amundsen, Dusty Abritt, Maddie Hendry, and Corbin Bott. Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you.
Christ.
William Rowe?
Yes.
What's your name?
And I should have said this earlier, parents. If you would like to get a picture, you're welcome to come up here in the center and get a picture of your children.
We now have 76 academic All-Staters. Just if you're not familiar with that, that means they're basically a 4.0 student and a varsity contributor on one of our fall sports. So as Seth calls your name, we'll come up and just go through by school. We'll take a picture by school and then go through. You've seen the drill. So you do that. You guys are academic All-Staters. You can figure it out. Here we go.
Okay, we are going to begin with Maple Mountain High School. And I'm going to read your name and the sport. Again, we'll hold the applause until we have the entire school up there. We're going to start with Ashton Round, boys cross country. Tarston Davis, cross country. Tristan Williams, cross country. Ashlyn Lanehart, cross country. Lydia Brown, cross country. Ashton Anderson, football. John Hyatt, football. Riley Hansock, football. Samisi Ulube, football. Wilson Thomas, football. Braden Solomon, boys golf. Caden Gillette, boys golf. Joshua Red, boys golf. Grace Chornos, girls tennis. Sienna Duncan, girls tennis. Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you.
much.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll move to Payson High School. We have Kason Huntington, cross country, Parker Cook, cross country, Jane Timont, cross country, Bentley Myers, football, David Fulmer, football, Evan Nelson, golf, Matthew Callister, golf, Kate Cassaway, soccer, Miley Miner, soccer, and Brinley Nelson, volleyball. Let's give them a round of applause. Salem Hills. We have Grant Cannon, cross country. Nathan Call, cross country. Sorry, they actually literally just finished up their cross country banquet and are arriving in the hallway, so we're directing them in as they get here. Eric Robert, cross country. Bracken Lindley, football. Jake Olson, football. Stephen Taylor, football. Addison Brindley, soccer. Julia Walker, soccer. Whitney Murray, soccer. Alma Ugarte, tennis. Kate Barton, tennis. Mackenzie Nichols, tennis. Allison Bowler, volleyball. And Ella Robbins, volleyball. Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, next is Spanish 4. Austin Olson, cross country. Mitchell Beeler, cross country. Zachary Christensen, cross country. Aliana Walters, cross country. Felicity Snyder, cross country. Need Reisgamp, cross country. Tessa Moore, cross country. Brennan Pierce, football. Jacob Johnson, football. Matai Johnson, football. Camry Robinson, soccer. Kylie Harris, soccer. Claire Barney, tennis. Lydia Wright, tennis. Alexis Branch, volleyball. Noelle Reed, volleyball. And Taryn Benson, volleyball. Let's give them a round of applause. Jensen, cross country. Kylie McConnell, cross country. Maya Boyer, cross country. Sierra White, cross country. Bo Halverson, football. Richard Frischnick, football. Adelie Dodd, soccer. Caroline Penrod, soccer. Megan Warren, soccer. Sophie Hatfield, soccer. Abigail Wright, tennis. Avery Parker, tennis. Haley Weedman, tennis. Laurel Silva, tennis. Maya Olerton, tennis, and Reagan Walker, volleyball. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah. Well done. Great job.
Definitely brings a great energy to our boardroom when you have these fine students here. And we'll continue with our agenda, and we are going to turn the time over to Principal Nelson as she tells us about Westside.
We are so excited to be here. You know, we at Westside pride ourselves in a culture of love and kindness to one another and respect, not only in our school, but in our community. We're teaching about the world, about the country, and about our world. And one of our character traits this year for the month of November is gratitude. And we had the opportunity yesterday to celebrate the veterans of our community, our school community. And can I tell you what? It was standing room only. And there were wet eyes all over as we honored the veterans who have gone to war and have given so much for our country and for the freedom we have to go to school and to be able to dream. Do we have any veterans in the audience? Will you stand for just a minute? We as Westside Wildcats want to thank you for your service and hope you enjoy this program and the thanks and gratitude that our Westside students feel for you and knowing that they are learning more and more about the veterans of war and the sacrifices given. So Westside Wildcats, we'll turn it over to you.
Section 8 of the Constitution provides for the Commonwealth and of the United States. It provides for organizing a military to protect and defend the freedom of all Americans.
We are grateful to our Air Force, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines who have kept this country free.
Thanks to all men and women from the armed services and the armed force members.
We invite those of you who have served or are currently serving to please stand while your song is being performed.
Off we go! Our thunder, and of course, here for the gods.
person in the orange bushes. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the first Veterans Day on November 11, 1919. It was originally called Armistice Day.
Every year on November 11th, we honor the men and women who have fought for freedom.
We at Westside Elementary also join our country in honoring and thanking all veterans for their service. We would like to ask all veterans in our audience today to stand so that we may thank you with a round of applause.
Yeah.
land we live in. If you are here with a West Side student, you are welcome to leave at this time. If you want to stay for the rest of the meeting, you are welcome to do that too. It looks like we have lots of seats that have opened up, so if you want to move and take a seat, you're welcome to do that as well. We will go ahead and move on to our next item, which is also pretty exciting. It is our PEAK Awards, and I will turn the time over to Lindsay and Seth to explain a little bit about that.
All right. This is probably one of my favorite parts of the meeting. We get to recognize employees of Nebo School District that have gone above and beyond in their capacity to serve both students and those that they work with. PEAK stands for Positive Energy and Kindness. Every month we have submissions that come from all over the school district. Those submissions are submitted by employees, they're submitted by parents, by students, by administrators, teachers, you name it. We get them from just about everyone, wanting to recognize some of the incredible things that are happening out in the school district and the incredible people that are making those happen. Tonight we get to recognize five of those. As those submissions come in, the committee has a tough time. They have to narrow it down to five recipients every month. So as we proceed this evening, what we're going to do is, one by one, we're going to announce those honorees this evening. As we announce your name, we're going to have you come up to the front. You're going to be joined by the superintendent and board president, where we're going to present you with a gift card, a certificate, and a plaque. And we would ask that you hang out up here with the superintendent and President Acor for a little bit while we read a short statement that the nominator had to say about each of you. Once we have done that, we're going to reveal who your nominator is, and then we're going to ask them to come up and pose with you for a photo. Once we've done that, the nominator is welcome to go back to their seat, but we're going to have you hang out kind of up front, because once we have all of the honorees recognized, we'd like to get a photo of you all together, and then the board would like to shake each of your hands. So just like many of you saw the athletes do earlier on in the meeting, we're going to have you head around the east side of the dais there and shake hands with the board members. All right. So give Superintendent and President Acor just a minute to get down here. Okay, our first honoree this evening is Julie Beveridge, Dean of Students at Maple Grove Middle School. And Julie, here's what your nominators had to say about you. Julie Beveridge exemplifies positive energy and kindness in every aspect in her role as Dean of Students. She greets students, parents, and staff with a genuine smile and a welcoming attitude, creating a positive and supportive school environment. Julie is always willing to step in and help wherever needed, whether it's assisting a colleague, supporting a student, or collaborating with a parent. Her dedication is evident in the weekly newsletters she creates for families, which foster clear communication and a strong sense of community. We are so lucky to work with Julie. And Julie, your nominators were Nate Whitney, Ty Stevenson, and Ian Richens. Our next honoree this evening is Jen Nelson, registrar at Salem Hills High School. And here's what your nominator had to say, Jen. Jen has been an invaluable asset to the Salem Hills High School Counseling Department for the past 2 years, consistently enhancing the team's effectiveness and morale with her professionalism and enthusiasm. Her ability to connect with students and faculty alike makes her indispensable, as she proactively goes above and beyond to positively impact the entire school community. We are incredibly fortunate to have Jen, whose dedication significantly contributes to the success and seamless operation of our counseling department. Thank you, Jen, for your commitment and excellence. And your nominator, Jen, is Andrew Gull. Next honoree is Jody Beck, teacher of the Advanced Learning Center. And Jody, your nominator said, Jody exemplifies kindness and grace in every interaction, dedicating her full attention and efforts to the students she works with. Her exceptional ability to communicate the intricacies of special education to parents ensures they comprehend not only the process, but also the rationale behind them. Jody's commitment extends to transforming negative past experiences into a sense of comfort and confidence with parents. She consistently reaches out to our entire special education team through emails or quick chats, fostering a supportive environment that makes new providers feel valued and appreciated. We love Jody. And Jody, your nominator is not able to be here tonight, but they wanted me to let you know that they very much appreciate you. But we do have two surrogates, so they need to stand in. So I'm going to let you know who your nominator is, and then we're going to have a couple of your administrators come up. Your nominator was Greer Finster. So let's see. I think we've got Callie and JoLynn. Wow. Is Jeff Twitchell, bus driver in our transportation department. And here's what your nominator said, Jeff. Jeff is an incredibly positive person. He exemplifies exactly what it means to be deserving of the Positive Energy and Kindness Award. His infectious enthusiasm and unwavering kindness creates an uplifting atmosphere wherever he goes. Jeff is so kind to the students and really makes the time on his bus enjoyable to the kids. He has books and toys for the students if the rides get long, ensuring that every child feels entertained and valued. His thoughtful gestures, like remembering each student's birthday or offering a listening ear, show his genuine care. Jeff is the best. And Jeff, your nominator is Mike and Hall. I really do have the best job to get to do this. And our final honoree this evening is Shanna Walker, principal of Park View. Shanna leads with kindness, positivity, and genuine care. Her positive energy and dedication to both staff and students creates an uplifting school atmosphere. She is known for her engaging activities like fun costumes and joyful announcements. Her strong commitment to the Parkview community is evident in her efforts to build relationships. Mrs. Walker's leadership not only sets high standards, but also inspires growth and excellence among teachers and students. Her warm daily greetings and restorative practices foster an inclusive and supportive environment. We are lucky to have Shanna leading our school. Your nominators were Lena Hyatt, Jenna Jarvis, Christy Nebaker, and Crystalline. Come on up.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think you guys have some honorary cheerleaders out there you need to go recruit. I think it's so wait just a second more so we can shut the door. Everybody, we have lots to celebrate today. The next thing on our agenda is the public opportunity to address the board, and we have three people that have signed up. I'm going to take just a second because I know that there's a lot more than three people in the audience. So if you are a supporter of a Maple Mountain Cheerleader, would you stand up if that's why you're here today? Awesome. You guys are so great. And I need to know where you get your warm-ups because you like really come through. So, all right. Thank you for being here. You can go ahead and sit down. I wanted to acknowledge that you guys have a lot of support. We have three people that have signed up, which I know want to address the board today. For public opportunities to address the board, we do have a few things I need to go over. As I mentioned, we do deeply appreciate our students, our parents, and our community members who do take the time to come to us and to share their thoughts. Your voices really do matter to us, and we genuinely listen to your input and care, and we put that into great care and consideration. To ensure that we conduct our meeting efficiently, we do not have a question and answers time during this public comment. However, please know that district staff will follow up with you as needed. And we kindly ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. For your convenience, we'll have a timer that you can watch so you'll know what your time is. And please use other means of communication to share any concerns that may identify a specific student or employee. And please speak with respect and courtesy to all. This meeting is being recorded. When you come to the podium, please state your name, your city, and I guess your city will tell us where you're from and your school you're from, and I think that's pretty obvious. But since it's being recorded, how about if we have you do that? But again, thank you for being here. We value your voice, and we appreciate your participation. The first person we have signed up is Aubrey Ernest. We invite her to come to the stand.
In our community and so much positivity. So I'm hoping to keep up that And it's such a pleasure to meet all of you board members officially in person. And welcome to my amazing Maple Mountain cheerleaders and community. They are the very best of the best. My name is Aubrey Ernest, and I am proud to serve as the head cheer coach at Maple Mountain High School. I am also a parent of a cheerleader. I'm here tonight to respectfully ask that you honor the district's travel policy for cheer and allow our team to attend USA Cheer Nationals in Anaheim, including the 2 half-days at Disneyland. If necessary, I'd like to come to a compromise and propose a second day at Disneyland with a performance opportunity at the park. This will raise the cost by $30 for us, which will be more of a burden. For those who may not know, USA Cheer Nationals is the highest level of competition for our sport. It is the Super Bowl of cheerleading, something our athletes have been working towards all year. These students train at 6 a.m., before school, after school, weekends, and throughout the entire year. They cheer for other teams countless hours. They represent Maple Mountain with pride and energy. They work incredibly hard every day and strive for excellence in their sport. And academics. Nearly half of our team has a 4.0 GPA, and nearly all are under 4 hours of absences and tardies, which is absolutely remarkable for our student athletes. They serve their communities at every opportunity we have. this travel opportunity to Nationals is the one thing they get to do for themselves. We've worked incredibly hard to meet every expectation that the district has in their travel policy. We've met all the educational hours. We have planned responsibly under a $1,000 budget with those fees paid for by parents and athletes through fundraising efforts, arranged full supervision, ensured minimal missed school days, which is only two. We are not asking for special treatment or exceptions. We are only asking for consistency and fairness. Our four-day travel includes transportation, hotel, food, competition fees, and two half days at Disneyland, all for under $1,000 with extra money to spare. That's an incredible value made possible through diligent planning and countless fundraisers. Despite meeting every requirement, our request for a second day has been denied twice because it was deemed excessive fund. If you are wondering, this rule is not found in the policy. You will not find it there. The focus of our trip is the competition. But Disneyland simply provides a meaningful way for our team to bond together after a season of hard work, and the performance opportunity even adds more educational hours and cultural value. It is the safest and most structured activity that we can do while we are in Anaheim in between competition schedules. Our schedule will not be posted until 2 weeks before the competition, and it is unpredictable and variable. The cost difference between a one-day hopper pass and a two-day hopper pass with the student discount is $25, which again is under budget of $1,000. The issue here is not actually about the money. Also, what is discouraging is we've been urged to not speak up about this issue, told that if we continue to advocate, we would lose our ability to compete in future years. I believe no student, parent, or coach should feel threatened for respectfully standing up for fairness and clarity. By approving this trip as proposed with the two half days at Disneyland, you send a powerful message to our students that integrity, fairness, and effort matters. When they work hard, they follow the rules, and they represent their school with pride, good things happen to them. I sincerely thank you for your time and your consideration, and go Eagles! All right, we have Madison Caldwell, who I believe is the chair of the Air Center. Oh, Madison, you're right down in front. Go ahead and take the stand.
Hi, my name is Maddie Caldwell, and I'm here as an athlete representative and one of the captains of the Maple Mountain Cheer Team. Our team works incredibly hard all year, supporting our school, our area, and our community at countless events, games, and fundraisers. We have 6 a.m. practices, weekends, late nights, and we put in a lot of work to make sure our school spirit is strong and our community feels supported. We take pride in representing our school in the best way possible. We also have our own competition season to add to the list of things we take part in. Preparing for our biggest competition of the year, which is in Anaheim, California, we have followed every guideline and budget requirement in preparation for competing. I understand the board has concerns and is only approving one day at Disneyland rather than two. I want to take a moment to respectfully explain why we're asking for your support in keeping both days approved. Disneyland is not only a safe and structured environment for a large group of students, it's also one of the most affordable options in the area for our team. Bonding and recreation and keeping our team together in a secure, supervised setting helps ensure everyone's safety and well-being. More importantly, this really isn't about spending an extra day at Disney, it's about fairness and appreciation, and recognizing the dedication our team gives all year long. Cheerleading is a year-round commitment. We don't have an off-season. We cheer and perform at football and basketball games, assemblies, community events, and competitions. We represent our school with pride, often without much recognition. Nationals is not only a chance to be at the highest level, but also to celebrate what we've worked for all year long. Having the second day at Disneyland gives us a moment to enjoy time together as a team after months of hard work and commitment. In addition, we would like to ask for permission to perform at Disneyland during the second day. It would be an incredible opportunity to represent our school and community in front of thousands of people from across the country. It would highlight the talent, teamwork, and dedication that our program
and our athletes stand for. We've met every requirement, stayed within budget, and upheld all of our responsibilities. Our amazing coaches have put an insane amount of work to make this trip possible while following all the rules. We're simply asking for support and fairness to our team. We ask that you allow us to experience both days at Disneyland and perform while we're there. Thank you for your time and considering what this means to our team, school, and our community.
Thank you, Madison. I know that takes a lot of courage to get up in front of a lot of people, especially when you're passionate about something. But we have Buck Van Sickle sign up to speak as well. And I believe Buck is a parent of... Okay. We'll invite you to come to the podium.
I want to thank you guys for serving your countless hours and doing what you do. I wouldn't want to be you. This would be a really difficult job. And I just want to thank you for that. I'm very grateful to be blessed to be a part of this country where it's free, where people have a right to have a difference of opinion, and for us to be able to share that. Up until now, I think in my research of this, I tried to look at it very diplomatically as a parent. I struggle watching the two cheer. Oh, I love my daughter playing it. It's not my favorite sport. I take football over that every day. I want to support these kids. I've spent over 100 hours doing the parent fundraiser with the goal in mind that I could help these kids get to where they want to go in life. They work really hard at the sport. There's not a lot of stuff you can do with the sport, and not a lot of time you can do. And so when I heard about this, I thought, I want to look at this a little more diplomatically and just look at even more along the lines of fair. I analyzed three other school districts, Alpine, Corner Canyon, and Provo. Their annual fee is a lot higher. And the fee in Eagle School District hasn't been changed in the last 4 years, and the state requires that you add inflation to the fee every year. And I don't believe, unless I'm understanding or misunderstanding my research, that's the way it is. Now, I'm not disagreeing with that, hey, look, we need to, the decisions that have been made in the past were wrong decisions. I think they've been great decisions. I think everybody's done a great job with policy. I also know that there are so many policies in government and different things and so many things to see to that they haven't all always get the time they needed to be done. I would encourage the district, just as a unit, to reconsider how they structured it. I think right now would be a great time. We've experienced record inflation in 50 years. And yet, somehow, our cheer coaches have been able to put together a ridiculous budget of doing all sorts of crazy things. I know they've spent countless and countless and countless hours negotiating with vendors and vendors and vendors and vendors trying to make it to where they can go. And aside from that, Disney is also a place I'm not a fan of. It's not my thing, But when I look at it, feelings aside and all, I did the research. 233,000 people is what Disney employs. These kids are going to school to get a job and an education. And they're going to go to the biggest entertainment place in this country that employs a great deal more than Utah's largest employer by a long shot. Utah's largest employer is 38,000 of IHC. Now, what we should be doing is maybe not asking ourselves, how can we restrict days in Disney? Should be, how can we maximize this educational experience where they can't get an education like it anywhere else? And I thought about it, why I care about it so much, and I worked with a lot of people who had never traveled anywhere. And I worked my butt off to help these kids fundraise money. This might be the only time they get to go to Disneyland. the rate this country's going into debt, and where it's going, this is their chance. It's not a thing everybody gets to do. You know? And so I really would love to see some consideration for that. Thank you. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you. We have a petition here with 600 signatures that really, they all really want this. They really do. So thank you.
Thank you for being here and participating in our public comment. We do really honor this time, and it is valuable for you to come and to speak to us and for us to see your feelings. And we honor your and recognize your dedication to the sport that you love. And we also love to see you perform. And we do our best to try to strike balance with policy and being fiscally responsible, just so that you're aware we spent probably an hour and a half or so at earlier meeting discussing this particular policy. We talked about some things, so we're going to have Mr. Perry, who's our secondary director, come up anyway, speak to you about what we discussed. And we can't take any action here today because what we have to take action has to be on our agenda. So your travel request will actually be put on December's agenda, just so that you're aware of that. And so with that being said, we are going to thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you being a part of our Eagle School District and our community, and we appreciate parents and friends and neighbors that were here to support these great students. So you are welcome to stay for the approval of the policies, but you're also welcome to leave if you need to do that. We have some more things on our board agenda to go over, and so we'll pause for just a minute or two if you want to leave, but you're welcome to stay or you're welcome to gather out in the lobby too. Either way, whatever works for you. Okay.
Being here.
Action item. This is awesome. I'm going to read our resolution and then make a motion about it, if that's all right. This is a board resolution. Resolved that the Board of Education of Nevada School District hereby acknowledges and supports the observation of November 19, 2025 as Educational Support Professionals Day in Utah, as per official declaration by the Governor of the State of Utah, Spencer J. Cox. I make the motion to adopt the board resolution acknowledging and supporting the observation of November 19, 2025 as Education Support Professionals Day in Utah.
Thank you. Shauna has made a motion to make a board resolution for Education Support Professionals Day. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by Kristen Betts. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. Next up is Kristen Betts.
Mine is not nearly as exciting as Shauna's, but it is state law. So I'd like to make a motion to adopt the board resolution approving the proposed adjusted capacity and late enrollment threshold for each school program for the 2025-2026 school year. and the maximum capacity and the land enrollment threshold for each school program for the 2026-2027 school year. Earlier this afternoon, we were able to get the numbers on those schools with a report from Mr. Kelly Powell. So discussions are in the phase, but I'd like to make that motion.
Thank you. Kristen Betts has made a motion on a resolution on early and late open enrollment capacity. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous. Brian Rowley, you're next.
Once in a while, the Eagle School District has property that is either houses or buildings or stuff like that that we choose to put up for sale. And so today, we're going to talk about the result that after due consideration, the Board of Education of the Eagle School District hereby approves the purchase of the sale agreement between the Board of Education of Eagle School District as the seller and Skylar Smoot and Aaron Smoot as the buyer in the form presented here to the home located at 605 South Waite Avenue in Springdale. And so I make a motion that we adopt that resolution approving the purchase of the sale of this property between the Eagle School District and the Smoots for the sale of a residential home in Springdale for the purchase price of $410,000.
Thank you, Brian. Brian has made a motion that we approve the property sale from the Smoots and, did I get that right, Brian? The Smoots, is that correct?
That's how I would say it.
Okay. And the Eagle School District. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Oh.
And I need a second, sorry. Okay, Rick Ainge, thank you for keeping me on my toes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you so much. That is unanimous. Next up is Rick Ainge.
All right, this is policy JECB, student enrollment. We last modified this policy back in January, but we had the need to make a couple more changes. First, we added a school entrance age requirement in conjunction with the deletion of policy JEB, which will follow this motion, and modify the toilet training requirement as per this year's House Bill 76. And with that, I'll make the motion to approve policy JECB student enrollment.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve policy JECB. Do I have a second? Seconded by Scott Wilson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. Okay. Consideration of, Brian, it's back to you, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you. It's kind of like Rick had just said. There was a new policy that we
instituted.
And so because of that, this policy that we had here is no longer needed because it was adopted and everything was a good person. So I make a resolution, I make a motion that we, is it eliminate, repeal?
Repeal.
We repeal policy JEB. And as we have spoken on.
Thank you, Brian. Brian has made a motion to repeal policy JEB. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion is unanimous. All right, Scott, back to you.
Thank you. We have a number of people that have applied for the early retirement incentive plan offered by the district. You can see the names of the individuals on the attached list. You know, there's a lot of great people on there. It's kind of sad to see them go. And I want to express my appreciation to them for all the hard work and dedication that they have given the district throughout the years. Very impressive. That being said, I'd like to make a motion to approve the request for the early retirement incentive plan as presented.
Thank you. We have a motion by Scott Wilson to approve the early retirement incentive plans. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by Kristen Betts. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That passes unanimously as well.
Although I'm tempted to vote against it. I don't want those
great people. I know. You have about 30 employees. That people would not better.
If I could just comment, we're having administrator intern week here at our Nebo district office this week, and so a lot of our great employees that are hanging out with us all week looking to see what life is like in administration, including including what it means to interact with the board. So anyway, we're just grateful that they're here tonight and been here all week. And the room was full enough, I see if I assumed they were here, but anyway, now that a person or two has left, I can see that we're here. So anyway, just thanks for being here. Just wanted to call out our awesome Nico employees for here with us.
Thank you. We usually have some students that require that we sign their paper. So if you have a paper we need to sign after, you can come up. All right. Having covered all the agenda items, do I have a motion to adjourn our board meeting? Motion by Scott Wilson, seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I need to tell our time here. The voting is unanimous, and our meeting is now adjourned at 7:19 p.m.